Christ is risen. On the feast of the chair of St. Peter on the 18th of January in the year 1666, the famous Italian artist Bernini unveiled his bronze statue of the chair of St. Peter, which is located at the very far west end of the Basilica of St. Peter's in Rome. No doubt you have seen this bronze statue of the chair of St. Peter often in the past few days, especially as you observe Pope Francis lying in repose before the tomb of St. Peter. Now, it took 8 years for many artists to help Bernini complete this masterpiece, but Bernini himself made the image on the back of the chair. So it's, if you envision my chair over there, it's where the cushion is right there where I put my back. And for years, I thought that the image on the back of the chair that Bernini designed was the image of Jesus giving the keys of the kingdom of heaven to St. Peter from Matthew's Gospel chapter 16. Makes sense, doesn't it, right? The chair is symbolic of authority, right? We say, who's the chair of the pastoral council, the finance council? Who's the chair of the city council? Who's the chair of the board, right? It's a symbol of authority. Keys are a symbol of authority. So it makes sense that you would juxtapose these images of authority together. Keys and the chair. Makes sense, right? Well, one day I happened to be looking at a detailed picture of Bernini's bronze creation, and I discovered that I was completely and totally wrong. It's not surprising, that happens all the time. I was completely and totally wrong. Jesus is not handing on the keys to Peter in Matthew's Gospel chapter 16. He's pointing to lambs. Yes, on the back of the chair, Bernini decided to put today's gospel from St. John, chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. 3 times in today's gospel, Jesus asked St. Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And 3 times, St. Peter responds, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And 3 times, our Lord gives St. Peter the mission, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. I'm so glad that I was absolutely, completely, and utterly wrong about what was on the back of the chair. Bernini knew exactly what he was doing by depicting St. Peter's profession of love for Jesus on the back of the chair. You see, if you're going to sit in the chair of authority, you first have to profess your total love for Jesus with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. In other words, Jesus says, Peter, before you feed my lambs and tend my sheep, you must first confess your love for me. For how can you feed the sheep and tend to their spiritual needs if you do not love? This is how you are to exercise authority, Peter, with love. As the venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen would say, the confession of love must precede the bestowing of authority. For authority without love is tyranny. Indeed, no one can exercise authority without love. The first Vatican Council in 1870 declared that this episode from today's gospel about Peter's threefold confession of love, followed by his threefold mission to feed and tend the lambs, is when Christ made Peter the visible head and chief pastor of the universal church. And so, in a happy act of divine providence, we are reading this gospel as 133 cardinals prepare to elect the next Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter. The 9 days of mourning are over today. In just a few hours, I'll take down the picture of Pope Francis at the school in the parish center with the black bunting. Pope Francis is not the Pope anymore. We have to prepare to display a picture of a new Pope. We have to prepare to display a picture of the 267th Bishop of Rome. As you know, the conclave begins this Wednesday on May the 7th. In just a few days, some man will be asked by our Lord, "Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than any other of the cardinals, the successors to the apostles? Do you love me more than your boats or your fishing nets or your father? Do you love me more than anything else in your life? How much do you love me? Are you willing to give all of that up to sit in the chair of authority?" One man's life is going to change dramatically in the next few days. Indeed, one man will die in the next few days. He will no longer be able to go where he wants to go around Rome, to his favorite gelateria and his favorite pizzeria and his favorite trattoria. He will not be able to go on vacation where he wants, and he may not even be able to return to his own country. He will die so completely in the next few days, they will never call him by his baptismal name again. He will be known forever only by his new name. When he was younger, he used to dress himself and go about where he wanted. But in just a few days, he will stretch out his hands and someone else will dress him in a white cassock and take him where he does not want to go, on the main balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square. If there really is such a man that actually wants to become Pope with the weight of the world on his shoulders, that very heavy weight of the Petrine office, that man should never, ever be elected. Most of the cardinals are petrified, pun intended, and rightly so. Most of the cardinals are petrified of stepping out onto that balcony. The heavy weight of the Petrine office on his shoulders. Next week, one man will stretch out his hands and be led where he does not want to go, just a few feet from where St. Peter stretched out his hands on the Vatican Hill in the year 64 and was crucified on a cross. What man will love the Lord Jesus more than anything else and lay down his life for Christ where St. Peter laid down his life for Jesus? And just like St. Peter, Pope number 267 will be given a threefold mission: to feed our Lord's lambs, to tend his sheep, and to feed his sheep. The threefold mission: to teach, this is true and this is false, this is good and this is evil. To sanctify by feeding us with his body and blood, and to govern us in the name of Christ, until Christ himself returns in glory. Next week, yes, indeed, some man's life is going to change. He will have to profess his threefold love for Jesus more than anything else in the world. And then he will receive a threefold mission: to teach, to sanctify, and to rule. What can we do? Pray and fast. Back in the year 1774, before the election of Pope Pius VI, St. Alphonsus Liguori was asked by a bishop his thoughts about the election of a new pontiff. And so 250 years ago, St. Alphonsus Liguori wrote the bishop a letter. He began the letter, "Your Excellency and my dear friend, Your Excellency and my dear friend, as regards to my opinions concerning the present state of the church with relation to the election of a new pope, what opinion of any way could a miserable, ignorant, and unspiritual person like myself possibly give? There is need for prayer and much prayer. All the human science and prudence that there is cannot extricate the church from the present state of relaxation and confusion in which every section finds itself. The all-powerful arm of God is necessary. And so we have to pray to Jesus Christ that he would give us, as head of the church, one possessed of more spirit and zeal for the glory of God than of learning and human prudence. He should be free of all party attachments and devoid of human respect. Prayer, which can provide a remedy for so many present ills, will move the Lord to put his hand to the problem and remedy the situation. 250 years ago, he wrote that. And so, apropos for today, what is needed is prayer, and much prayer. The man to step out on the balcony should be possessed of more spirit and zeal for the glory of God than of learning and human prudence. He should be free of all party attachments and devoid of human respect, and love God above all other things. As St. Alphonsus Liguori says, we can do nothing more than pray to the Lord God that he will give us a shepherd full of his spirit, all for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.